What's up, Unlost fam? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay, and with me is
JC
and the rest of the fucking lioness den.
Which is Miss V and my mama. So I don't want to hear no bad comments, and you know, I don't want to hear all that.
We didn't get the other one. So
yeah, that's the demon child, and yeah. we don't consider her over there.
But anyway, so
this is what, part four?
Nah, this is just
a feedback.
This is just roasting people.
Roasting people.
Roasting
over, just over
everything.
Over fire.
Slowly roasting. Smelling that burnt crisp on the pants.
Gotta make sure it's extra crispy.
Well, put some seasoning on it too.
Make sure you use lives like the chicken said.
Right, you gotta put some seasoning with love.
Okay.
Right.
With white people, you gotta make sure you gotta peel back that skin a little bit, because you don't want none of that, because that shit get too crispy.
Right, and burn up too quickly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that ain't sexy.
Nah. I can't have no sunburned people.
No. Like my melanin people.
They don't taste as good.
No, it don't.
But anyway, so honestly,
it's a bunch of BS around here, you know,
So, Mom, how do you feel about the whole situation that transpired? Because we all know.
Everybody
here except for you.
And she doesn't work already at the
yeah,
place.
This is
somebody looking in.
And the perspective of
all stories put together.
And my son, apparently, as well. Uh-huh. So, Mother.
Yeah. So what do you take on?
The mic is yours, the floor
is
yours.
You already know, it's a bunch of BS, and they need to be stopped.
But they don't know.
Yeah, like your point of view on it.
Yeah, I know. Well, the same. They need to be stopped. They lying on folks, and they need to be stopped.
To tell you the truth, I knew that was exactly what was about to happen. Mom had so much shit to say about it yesterday.
You know, for 3 days. She had so much.
As soon as she gets on mic, it's about to be two words.
About specific situations that happened. I mean,
just anything.
Just
ain't nobody,
the day of stories, me and V and
plus on top of that, they don't know who you really are. So
yeah, so
they're fine.
Well, let's start with how they couldn't stop asking if me and you was related.
No, bruh, yeah,
that shit.
And my mama right here, I'm confused.
That shit.
I can't believe how long it went on after we told them and I introduced myself, and they still was under thinking or swearing that y'all was related.
We ain't.
You know, and that's the immediate termination, but you can turn around and hire
a mother and daughter
team.
Work on the same shift.
But that's okay. Working under, on the same shift and everything for about 3 or 4 months.
Bro, what was Precious's mom's name off the movie?
I don't remember either.
You mean Monique, who played Precious? Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I was trying to come up with something clever, but I was hoping that you guys had the answer. So never mind. I missed my moment to be funny.
Yeah. But it's just crazy just how everything corresponds just at that store. And I was at the store. Well, me and you was originally at that store.
First off, you know, now that I think about it, how are they going to say that you and V look alike when
that
they
you're
know,
supposed to be her?
But no, but you know what, they know what your sister looks like.
Yeah.
Because usually people from other races don't
consider light-skinned people.
They have a hard time determining stuff.
Which
like
is true.
That.
Which is true. And I'm not.
And that to me, that goes both ways because,
that's
I
all.
Wouldn't, I wouldn't know no shit like that with them either. It's who's mom, who's dad, and
I feel like.
But still, like
unless you're looking just dead like them.
But everybody in the store was like, "No, that's not." You know,
evidently not everybody. They were still talking about it for months afterwards.
That's true.
Wow, so, what really happened was Deanna fucking forgot that we had said all this shit.
Yeah,
and
she
just went on with her own opinion.
Yeah, pretty
much. In a blind white woman fury.
Well, that's I don't trust white people. That's why I don't trust white people. Especially white women.
Who?
White women. I don't trust them. Because they're sneaky. I'm sorry. They are.
I'm on the side of Plies. I side with Plies. If you know, you know. So.
Oh, her mom's name was Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah. Mary and Precious. There we go. Hmm. Mary and Precious.
Well, she wasn't Precious, and she definitely wasn't Mary. Who was married to Joseph? So.
That's not even where we were trying to take this.
Well, she wasn't in either of them.
You just had to take it to that level.
Yeah.
Of unnecessary.
You know it. I gotta put some spice in it. We said we slow roasted, so I gotta put my own spice in it.
But that's why we gotta pee.
But she ain't talking.
But no, cause like even the people who started after I did was constantly asking. So you and Sydney related, and I'm like.
Right. Names.
Okay, names. There's Andreas. There's Dilla Arza. There's Brittany. There's Bianca. There's old Eddie. And my response to everybody is, we're not blood related, but will nothing kill you quicker than her mom and her sister than me over her and them twins. Every single time I was asked that. And these were people who was hired like 2 months after I was hired, who came in not knowing nothing. Just assuming because
people talk.
Yeah, the other people kept the rumor going.
Which I don't
know. Most likely I believe it was Deanna because she wanted somebody new to try to get in and infiltrate to see if I would change my story.
You know, so like here's the thing I found. Here's the thing.
But why?
That's what she does, though. I have her because she will say stuff just to see what your response is going to be.
But I'm just saying all of this bullshit. Just why? Why did she feel the need to do all this and keep shit stirred up? What was her whole purpose? What was her
agenda? To tell you the truth, it was probably just from her between me not. As me not being nice to her
and not like, kissing her ass either.
In the way she wanted, and then on top of the
no,
then,
you mean but, she wanted the deep?
No, we then, go, no, we gonna on go top deeper than this. But what Deanna I'm had is, a problem before y'all got there, that's apparent.
Why didn't she say that?
Yeah,
because she started from gate doing that shit.
Yeah, even before I got hired, you started before I did.
Yeah, so during that time she was cool.
Well, no, that was. I'm telling you, that's part of her makeup. There is something wrong with her. I'm pretty sure she did some shit like this in previous jobs.
Probably.
I think that's just part of her makeup. She, you know.
She sees who she can trust and who cannot. And who along she can.
With the fact that she just. She is not
management material.
She's not management material. She's not a leader. She's not a people person.
Real leaders lead from the front.
She does not know how to lead whatsoever.
No, she does not. Mm-mm.
No,
it's sad that it had to come down to all this.
It is. You know what I mean? Like
she and she to... just basically, I think she
realized she,
once. Stuff started making her look bad. She went and switched gears, and she was willing to do anything to keep her job, including lie on people.
Which I don't get. Like you were 1 foot out. Like
you was already
a foot in the grave. Like it's just a job.
Well, actually, you know, she played it well. She deflected, and that's exactly what she did.
But like I feel like I don't know. I guess like the job is the only thing she's got left.
I guess so.
Probably.
But she got a whole like, husband, though.
But that's...
Well, I'm not even going to say husband. They ain't even married. She keep on saying
probably,
boyfriend.
We don't nobody really truly know about her personal life. Her personal life is probably in shambles. And she is holding on to this job.
That's probably what she
did. And she was willing to lie through her goddamn teeth to hold on to it.
Her fake teeth?
And she was willing to jeopardize what? Other people's
Oh, you
lives.
Didn't know?
What? Yeah,
those were hers.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute.
After years,
oh, I have oh,
I didn't know.
Oh,
these
shit.
Are fake right here. These are fake up here. Oh, her real God. Ones are. You know, she got
dentures up top.
Uh huh. You can tell by how she talks. It's a double layer in the back, and
she kind of was a crackhead and smoked all the people.
And she has admitted she was. Yeah, she knew she was.
What?
She has admitted she was.
What?
A crackhead. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Well, she already admitted to smoking weed.
Yeah. Okay, but that's
okay, so what?
No,
that's
but weird, she, though. But she has admitted it to me
that she. Used I mean, to I was smoke there crack? With.
Back girl, in the day, and
that's what her teeth are missing.
Back in the day,
I'm telling you how I
years
know.
Back.
You didn't
yeah. 20 years
no
ago.
No wonder you kept calling her that. I thought she was just being funny.
No, I was being serious. She is a crackhead.
20 years ago, my sister was dating this guy that was older than her by 18, and he used to be a crackhead. And his top four up here were missing.
Yep.
And he would talk. He had practiced talking in such a way that you couldn't tell he didn't have no teeth right here.
Yep.
It laid flat. And you know when you have teeth. Up here, it just never lays flat. This was flat.
Yep.
And I could tell the way she talked because they were dentures.
But she just don't just have four. She has
the whole
row right here. Yeah. Like it's like probably like what, five.
So
six,
you
maybe?
Mean to tell me that Fox Fuels or Mountain Express, whatever they call themselves these days, would rather have a former crackhead than two army vets working for them.
But the thing is, she was
drinking.
But the thing is, she was But she was drinking and texting us and stuff like that. She would go home and drink
and be fucked up.
I mean, and messed up.
Straight slaughter.
Which is the reason whenever I was on the weekends, I didn't call her because she never answered the fucking phone.
Or when she do come in, she
said,
be half slurred probably. You have seen it where she be half slurred when she come in.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys are lying.
No, I am. I was trying to be nice.
Why do you think I was always calling Nene whenever there was a problem or something came up on the weekend, like that car accident?
Yeah.
You can't call Nana for stuff like that.
There are many
and even then, she's
not going to show up.
Even if she did show up, it's still going to take her about an hour before she gets over there. Yeah.
And there are many a time where it's been her coming in with the shades on.
You know.
The
only other thing about the
slurring. I mean, slurring.
Yeah, because she be.
Oh my God. Why she don't answer the phone at 10 o'clock and then she be like, well, call Bianca, call CC.
Call
somebody.
It would
never
have
to be 10.
It could be 4:30 or 5. The bitch ain't answering her phone.
Nope, because she's already been drinking. Yep. And she has called me. She's like, excuse me. And she even texted me and was like, I've been drinking, so excuse my.
So them text messages, they had the.
Yeah, that was her drinking or
looking like,
butt dialing.
Looking like Casey sent the email.
Yeah.
But that's what I got.
Because she has texted me talking about, I've been drinking, I'm sorry.
Hey.
And I won't even. I would just be like, I'm.
Like the night we had that sewage problem?
Yep, she was drinking.
She was drinking.
They talking about, I got to come up there at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get some sleep. Can you handle it? Yeah. Why you think I went up there? It took it pretty much.
Because this is the thing, though.
That's
what
she always would call me.
But the thing is, she was calling Nikita, too, to do her job. That's why she a little house up.
Nigga.
Yeah, pretty much a house lady.
She ain't nothing but a house nigga.
Damn.
The night that sewage thing happened, me and Eddie saw it firsthand. We the one that reported that shit.
Yeah, but I saw it earlier that it was already happening. But it wasn't that bad until you guys.
No, not the bathroom. I'm talking about the one in the laundry room. We saw that firsthand because I went out to get some Fabuloso and something else in trash bags, and it just started coming through the wall.
Yeah, but the bathroom was already on lock anyway earlier that day. That's what I said. It didn't get worse until later on that day. How you gonna have sewage problems and AC problems and cooler problems when your drinks and milk get spoiled and people coming back talking about your drinks are bad before the expiration date?
The orange juice, the little mini
everything
orange
is juice, getting bloated.
They will get bloated because they were spoiled.
Yep, or bad or something. So yeah, how you gonna have all those problems? Do you say you put in these work orders?
Well,
clearly, they're not working.
Oh, and the laundry. Let's not talk about putting the work orders. Cause how about the laundromat guy? How many washes? 80.
That's up here.
And the motherfuckers.
I'm sorry.
Out of 80 washes, maybe 10 work.
Maybe.
That's on Fox, and basically all that translates into they don't want to spend the money.
And the driver.
Yeah, they keep on saying, oh, they're coming. Okay, y'all been saying this for like 3, 4, 5 months since I've been there. Clearly, y'all don't want to spend the money to get it fixed, or you just don't want to get it fixed because you want this store to fail. And something.
Clearly, when it was so hot and sweating so much that a customer got to buy you a Gatorade and electrolytes, so you while you at work because you sweating your butt off at the register.
Man, you know how many times a customer gave me a
butt cheeks?
Was like, here's some ice cream, here's a drink, like here's something because you look hot. Shoot, I wanted to strip right there at the register. Give me some tips.
Hey. That's mine.
But that's how hot it was.
I don't care. That's mine.
Well, oh well.
Don't even play like that.
Man, $20, $50 here. You won't be saying nothing when I get $100 tips every day.
That's besides the point.
That's besides the point.
Okay.
You know the Mexicans be giving away $100.
Girl, let's talk about that. The amount of Hispanic people, like
no disrespect, but this is like.
How you guys gonna sit up and say no disrespect after you just bombed on white people? Stop it.
That was her action. But anyway, but it's like, why is it that Hispanics want to like?
Man, they be having.
It was like Modelo and cases.
Yeah,
like
Mexicans be buying that Dos Equis and Modelo.
24 cases, like that's their drink, 3-4 cases of these things,
and spend like $80 on these cases. I'm like, dang,
it was crazy.
And then y'all be having the nerve to pull out hundreds and hundreds talking about I don't have nothing lower than this. What you mean you don't got nothing lower than this?
Because the rest of the bills in the wallet is hundreds too.
How you not have nothing, no 20s, no nothing? Like, dude, I need you to either go to the grocery store and break some of this because...
Well, one, they just got off of work. Two, they probably got paid in cash because they don't have no
money. You paid under the table. You already know that.
But that's just horrible, though. Shoot, give me a tip then. Chill. Okay. You buying 4, 5, 10 cases? Give me a tip. I work hard over here, bro.
I ain't giving nobody no damn tip. They're looking out for their own, and that is it.
Yeah, they barely do that.
That is it.
Because I see one customer came in both. Talking about some, can you pay for this? And he was like, hell no. It cussed about Hispanic. I was like, oh.
Oh, why we talking about stuff that don't work up there?
The slushy machine that keeps on leaking. The coffee machine that keeps on leaking. The ice machine that don't never work. Bruh, it's too dang on hot. It's Texas. It's hell degrees outside. And you telling me you can't give me no ice?
Hey.
Come here.
This is not
cute nor sexy. Okay, we need some ice. It's not. How am I gonna be hell degrees outside and you telling me
hell degrees? What number is that hell?
Peons, they don't care about you guys.
I see, but dang, I like
still just giving them just a generalized temperature. Hell,
right? You telling me we don't got no ice or no AC? You try to cook us? I said we already black and dark, and we ain't trying to be cooked anymore. We ain't trying to be cooked anymore. I'm sorry. This might be a roasted session, but I ain't trying to get roasted either.
Oh, let's talk about the insect problem they got going on.
Oh, the roaches.
Oh, and the rats.
The what?
Oh, the dead rat?
What?
Oh, yeah, there was a dead rat in the backpack.
In the fuse room?
It was only one, and I only seen one. There was nothing else.
Oh, we're not just talking about the Pioneer's location. Harry Hines' location got big ass cockroaches too.
Oh, see, I ain't going up there.
And they walking around all on top of the paperwork, just on top of the counter. So they not.
Oh no! I mean, the pet people just came, bro. No.
joke.
Y'all should see my mama's face right now.
Y'all should have seen her face. Oh my God.
I would have had heart failure. I'd have left that story and never came back. I can't do it.
Mom had a...
But at least the pest people come and spray our stuff, though.
But hold up. Mom had such a visceral image.
She was so disgusted.
On her face.
She was so disgusted.
Oh, my God.
I can't talk about rats.
Oh, no. Let's talk about how when the AC unit wasn't working and they kept trying to put a Band-Aid on it to fix it, and how that caused a fire to break out in the AC.
Which was by the kitchen. Yeah, by the kitchen, by the fire, by the grill.
At a gas station.
And you telling me you over here trying to put a Band-Aid on some AC to get the air working, and you spark a fire?
Collect the insurance money.
Man, it said click click. I heard it because I was there too. It said click click all in the back, and we were like fire, fire. They had to come. We had to go outside to tell the people upstairs come downstairs and fix the stuff.
Oh no!
I said, oh no, I'm not coming back. I said, if there's a fire, I'm leaving. Grabbing my stuff. Bye bye. I'm not coming back.
When you walk past the kitchen, like going to the restroom or the laundry room, right there, black one right down the wall by the thermostat.
Yep.
But you still open though.
Yeah. They fixed it, but you can still say there's like something there. Yeah, like something happened. And I'm and then they had the nerve for the first part. They had the nerve to put the fire extinguisher right under
the fire thing.
Yeah, the AC whatever it's called. First of all, you're not gonna put the fire thing right by the fire, by the kitchen. Put it somewhere we can get it away from it. We gotta go through the fire to get the fire. No. To put the fire out. I ain't about to be burnt up. At a gas station. By the grill. By the kitchen. You got me messed up. You got me messed up. You got me messed up. Nope. Not happening.
We still got a couple more minutes. Y'all wanna...
is that fine?
We're at 22 right now.
Uh-oh. Well, let's talk about this bell pepper / bronchus / cauliflower bit bitch. With looking like Gorilla, McGilla Gorilla and Great Vape in the face. With them Bambi lashes on. Like a hot damn mess.
Bro, first of all, let's talk about this.
Hello.
Women having the flyaway lashes on. Can we talk about that?
No, the wings.
For what?
The wings, the flyaway crap, the wings. Looking like a bald eagle by the eyes. No, that is not. No. Okay. Can we not have like the flyaway lashes on? That is not cute. Excuse me, sir.
Boy, I'll say boy. Sir.
Why you got my shoes on? Give me my shoes. My boy. My nephew over here trying to be weird. Oh, we got to put my shoes on.
Ryan, stop crying. You were doing it to Casey earlier. Anyway, guys.
I got one more. How about the little skinny bitch that's on her seventh child that look like New York off flavor of love?
House nigga number two.
Well, she's too dark.
Oh,
no, that's Bianca. She more of the
Mammy.
I'm not talking about.
She's a maid.
Hold up, Mammy was a house nigga and she was dark skin too.
Ooh, you right? But
Well, that's everything, guys. And as always, we'll see you on the next one. Later.
Sorry.